Chapter 7. Theo Apparat was one of the very highest-ranking priests of Anacreon. From the standpoint of precedence alone, he deserved his appointment as head priest attendant upon the flagship Venus. But it was not only rank or precedence. He knew the ship. He had worked directly under the holy men from the foundation itself in repairing the ship. He had gone over the motors under their orders. He had rewired the visors, revamped the communications system, replated the punctured hull, reinforced the beams. He had even been permitted to help while the wise men of the Foundation had installed a device so holy it had never been placed in any previous ship, but had been reserved only for this magnificent colossus of a vessel, the Ultrawave Relay. It was no wonder that he felt heartsick over the purposes to which the glorious ship was perverted. He had never wanted to believe what Verisov had told him, that the ship was to be used for appalling wickedness, that its guns were to be turned on the great foundation, turned on that foundation where he had been trained as a youth, from which all blessedness was derived. Yet he could not doubt now, after what the admiral had told him. How could the king, divinely blessed, allow this abominable act? Or was it the king? Was it not, perhaps, an action of the accursed regent Venus, without the knowledge of the king at all? And it was the son of this same Venus that was the admiral who 5 minutes before had told him, "Attend to your souls and your blessings, priest. I will attend to my ship." Apparat smiled crookedly. He would attend to his souls and his blessings, and also to his cursings, and Prince Lefkin would whine soon enough. He had entered the general communications room now. His acolyte preceded him, and the two officers in charge made no move to interfere. The head priest attendant had the right of free entry anywhere on the ship. "Close the door," Apparat ordered, and looked at the chronometer. It lacked 12:05. He had timed it well. With quick, practiced motions, he moved the little levers that opened all communications so that every part of the 2-mile-long ship was within reach of his voice and his image.